This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, it is Tuesday, the 10th of December. Believe that or not. How are you doing on your shopping? And how are you doing on your prep for the party? And how are we all doing in general? Are we running out of steam already? A lot of people are, they say they're exhausted because there's so much activity around Christmas time. I think it's pretty much good activity. I was just having a conversation. By the way, welcome to the DJV program for this hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara's on vacation. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and I can almost see him.
Almost.
I can almost see him because I'm in the studio, but I can't see through the glass to the other side, and I think that that is on purpose, frankly. I think
as a matter of fact, it might be.
Very nice. All right. So, Jennifer, we have lots of things to talk about with regard to the impeachment, I guess. I was listening in the Uber on my way over here from where I was staying in Washington, and a fellow had C-SPAN on. And I thought, how wonderful an option to have C-SPAN, which doesn't have an axe to grind on either side. They're not on the left. They're not on the right.
They just shut up.
They just, yeah, let other people talk and do what they do. So I'm going to be quiet and let you do what you do in terms of a review. I did see Sensenbrenner. That's the Sensenbrenner.
Sensenbrenner.
I saw him at the airport yesterday. He was, it was interesting.
Oh, you saw him.
I did. Yeah, it was really interesting how I thought he was
fresh off the panel.
Right to, right zeroing in on what the issues were from most of our points of view. Anyway, let's do a wrap on it and bring ourselves up to date as to the good guys, the bad guys. Or are there any good guys and bad guys? I guess it depends on your point of view.
Yeah, I think it does. I think the timing here is what I think is so probably the most interesting part of all this. So on Wednesday... Well, actually, let's back. Monday, the Inspector General's report came out. Michael Horowitz's report came out. And on Wednesday, that is when Michael Horowitz will sit before the Senate for another public hearing, this time not about impeachment, but about the FBI's handling of the FISA warrant that was used to pull surveillance on some of the members of the Trump campaign. It's not by mistake, at least in my opinion, that on Tuesday, a day before this happens, that Democrats are announcing articles of impeachment. They have been trying to fast-track this because they know that this Horowitz...
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, they also know that they want to get this Senate trial started in January, and they also know, part three of this, is that John Durham, who's a special prosecutor, who is also looking into some wrongdoing by past administrations and the FBI, that is going to be coming soon, and that he has the power to issue criminal complaints and indictments against key individuals. So none of this timing for both sides is by mistake, but it was leaked out on Monday evening that the House will issue articles of impeachment today. It's going to happen at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time. And they're going to focus on what we've suspected, abuse of power, and under that umbrella, the charge of bribery, and then obstruction. Now, before it was obstruction of justice and obstruction of Congress, it now seems just obstruction of Congress will be what they move forward.
So where do they get the bribery?
I think when he said his line, can you do me a favor?
Okay.
I think that's where that
comes from.
You think
that's what it is? Okay. All right. Yeah. So, Jennifer, that's good timing. Just in time for you to start your local show in L.A. with that. Wow.
And by the way, we'll be killing the news, I think. That's at least what I've requested. So, we're live at 6 a.m.
Kill the news! It's going to be the same thing anyway.
It was a late night last night, trying to get all that ready to go. So this is a pretty big deal. It's a historic day. Look, I am not, obviously, in favor of this impeachment. I think it stinks. But what I think for everybody... is that realize the heft of what's going to happen today, because this is what's going to shape politics now for the next 50 years in this country. The precedence has now been set that if we don't like someone, that we are now going to be able to impeach them. So whether or not you think this is the greatest idea on the planet, or you think it's the worst idea on the planet,
I think
it's
more than that, though, Jen.
This is historic.
It is historic in the sense that it's unfortunate that this becomes the third president in our history to ever be impeached.
The recent history, yeah.
Well, the second. I guess, if you want to. But I do think it is important that it does set an important precedent going forward, because if this was a Republican or a Democratic president, everyone on the right would be doing the same thing. And I think that that's what's important about having checks and balances. Jen, they did this to Clinton.
No, but Obama.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. Yeah, they did.
Facts are facts.
That's exactly what happened.
These things to Clinton, but the no came to the Obama administration. President Obama did the exact same things in two different occasions that they're actually accusing this of Trump. And Republicans didn't impeach Obama, and they didn't like him at all. They didn't work with him. They iced him out. They set a precedent in that respect that Democrats have been happy to follow against Trump, but they never impeached him.
So where is that evidence?
The evidence that he would not turn over evidence when it came to Benghazi. That was clear obstruction of Congress. And when we're talking about bribery of Joe Biden on tape, he did the Iran deal, which nobody supported except for a few Democrats. And those were all considered to be pretty unusual things that were done by the Obama administration. He was never impeached.
But if we keep going down this road with impeachment to get rid of people, it becomes unworkable. The government is at a standstill now. The government isn't working.
Because he actually lied. There was something there. Now, whether or not Republicans had an axe to grind with him, that's probably
he lied
true.
About what? Whether he had sex with
Under
Zelensky.
Oath.
Why is that not a presidential... What was,
because
so
you can't lie under oath.
Well...
Nobody can.
I think we can, if we step back from our political party affiliations, they got Clinton on a technicality. They're getting Trump on a technicality, too. Well, I don't know.
The difference is
they're very similar, and I think you're really splitting hairs if you don't take a big bird's eye view of that and say they hated Bill Clinton and they hate Trump. And yes, they both got caught on technicalities.
But there's a very fine difference here. Yes, they both hated their political opponents. Republicans went after Clinton because they didn't like him. I agree with you on that. But in Clinton's protection of himself, he lied under oath. Trump has done nothing criminal. There's nothing that they have evidence on other than hearsay. There's no direct evidence. With Clinton, there was direct evidence. Trump would not be convicted in a court of law. Bill Clinton would. That's the difference that I'm getting at. I'm not trying to split hairs. I acknowledge that it was a political witch hunt, if we want to use a Trump term, to go after Bill Clinton, but in his response to that, he did something that actually got him in trouble. So I don't think we're that far off.
All right, but in the meantime, their job is to run the country. I'm talking about the Congress. There are three elements: the legislative, the judicial, and the executive. The executive is frozen in time. There are some things being done, but not a lot. And in terms of the legislative work being done, I can't see anything that there are any significant bills that are being passed or anything being done in various committees. All it is this stuff over and over and over again, and you and I are paying for it. It's theater that is very dangerous, especially when you consider all of the other things that are going on around us. One of the reasons I'm in Washington today, actually the main reason I'm in Washington, other than to see Rich, is that I'm on a panel this morning at the National Press Club looking into or talking about the various entities, the Chinese government and its assigns, if you will, and its entities that are getting into the basic fiber and core of our country, food, the clothing, manufacturing, all of the stuff. They're not anymore doing it in China. They're buying up what's going on in America so that they can control the means of production here, not there. And everybody's asleep to it. It is incredible. We're asleep or we're being distracted by this nonsense that's going on. And so I find it so frustrating because people don't seem to want to hear it or see it or think it.
I think people don't know what to do about it. Because I think when we had that guest on, I think it was yesterday, talking about how he and his wife, he and his wife bought Brita filters from Amazon.
Yeah.
And they were counterfeit. They weren't even real Brita filters.
Right.
And they were made in China. And Brita's not made in China and the whole thing. I think people are running into that a lot.
Yeah.
But people just don't know what's the alternative. If you have to track down something that has a clear made in the USA stamp on it, it's going to be a lot more expensive for sure.
Yeah, that's true. But also, Victoria, there are ways of identifying things much more clearly. You remember all of the fuss that Monsanto put up in California and elsewhere when we were trying to get food labeling done, so you know where the hell the food comes from at least. You don't know where that beef that you're buying in the store comes from unless you saw the cow get slaughtered and it got brought over to the butcher shop. You don't know where that came from. You don't know where the lettuce is coming from. You don't know where the milk is coming from. You don't know where anything is coming from anymore. And the government almost either by lack of trying,
well, the government
or
was bought that
by,
bill, the food label bill. That was my biggest disappointment in the last 15 years.
And the Food Protection Safety Act, what a load of crap that is.
Yep, Monsanto bought our
smoke and mirrors. Well, the Chinese are buying the country, and maybe they'll buy up.
And this is what I guess.
Now, who's doing the business? Watching out for. We're paying the bill.
Trump is doing it, but then we want to impeach him. He's the only president who's had the backbone to stand up to China. The only one. And
I don't disagree with that at all. You're right about that. All right. So anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch today is going to see
are
a lot
you okay?
of. Well,
yeah, what just happened?
I know what? I'm used to being in my own studio at home, so I'm reaching for the. I drank some water, and then I started to cough, and I hit the wrong button. So, excuse me.
You didn't hit the eject button, did you?
No, I didn't.
Eject yourself right out of the seat?
No. Cold air is barreling into the central part of our country right now, and the next couple of days we go east. It's 50 degrees here in Washington. What's the temperature where you are, Victoria?
It's going to be 60 today here.
All right, so 60 there, 50-something.
Yeah.
And then, Jennifer, it's probably the same temperature out there. Yeah,
I think we're in the 60s today.
Right.
The rain kind of cleared out. We had a lot of rain, but now it's beautiful.
Yep. So more of this kind of cold and snowy stuff. It's going to be zero in the Dakotas today and northern Wisconsin, places like that. And what makes it so difficult to live with, if it's like yesterday or day before yesterday, it was cold, but it wasn't windy. These howling winds, that wind chill factor this morning in northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, is 25 below zero.
Oof.
25. And then let's see.
They're
here.
I'm kind of used to that, though. I mean, I know no one's used to 25 below zero, but isn't it always cold in Minnesota?
Well, yeah, Minnesota's a miserable state to live in.
Is that why they call it Minnesota?
Yeah.
But the rest of the country's getting this, too, right? Because tomorrow, I just looked at the weather here, and tomorrow we've got snow, and it's going to be in the low 30s. With the wind, it'll be 25 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we're going from 60 to 25.
Yeah, exactly.
And snow.
Yeah.
Snow.
But I'm looking at Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New York State, some snow. It's the lake effect. You know, that what happens when it blows across Lake Erie into Buffalo and then goes across northern Pennsylvania and then into New England. So that's what we have to deal with. So maybe you should stay home and stay in bed. How about that? And if you're going to stay home and stay in bed, how about you be comfortable in bed with my pillow all the way? All the mattresses and your house and the mattress top covers. What do they call them? Mattress covers, right? Mattress toppers?
Mattress toppers.
That's what they call them, right. And then the MyPillow, the fabulous pillow selection they have, and these new MyPillow bath towels. It's interesting the response I've gotten from people who suggested these are good Christmas presents, because they are. If you want to, I mean, you can buy fun things and toys and that sort of thing, but the way to show that you love your family is to get them things that are of value. These towels really work. I had a shower yesterday, and I was using, I like to take long showers, and then I like to, you know, kind of wrap myself up in towels for a while to dry off. I'm kind of slow in that department. And these new towels from MyPillow are really fab. So if you've had problems with pillows, then you got to go to MyPillow.com. You have problems with towels? MyPillow.com. Find it all there. Use the DJV discount, and you will find fabulous, fabulous discounts. MyPillow.com. Items for Christmas on the front page.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Nominees for the Golden Globes have come out, Best Original Songs. So, as a result of that, three of pop's biggest stars, Beyoncé, Taylor, and Elton John, are competing for Best Original Song at the 77th Annual Golden Globes, the third nomination in the category for both Beyoncé and Taylor Swift, and the fifth time for Elton. Beautiful Ghosts from Cats is what you're listening to right now. Music and lyrics by Taylor Swift and Andrew Lloyd Webber. That's an interesting collaboration, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
performed here by Francesca Hayward in the film, actually sung by Swift over the credits. So are we listening to the one from Hayward or Swift?
Taylor. This is Taylor.
Okay.
This is the one that they commercially released on the album.
Okay. Let's see here. Next up, I'm Gonna Love Me Again. This is from Rocket Man. Music by Elton John, lyrics by Bernie Taupin. Performed by Elton John and Taryn Egerton. Is it Edgerton or Egerton?
Kara always corrects us that it's Edgerton.
It's John's fifth nomination, Taupin's third. I like this, I think, right?
This is a great song. This plays over the end credits of Rocket Man.
This is
Elton and Taryn singing together. You'll hear Taryn too.
I'm gonna love you again. Number three from Frozen 2, Idina Menzel performs Into the Unknown. She's really everywhere now. She's really finding her space, I think. Aren't you?
Well, she's been huge on Broadway forever.
Yeah, but she's like everywhere now. Everybody's paying attention to her. Let's see, also nominated Spirit from The Lion King. Music lyrics by Beyonce and performed by her. This is her third nomination.
You know, it's so funny. When I saw these nominations come out and I saw The Lion King, I went, wait a second. I totally blanked out that they did the live-action version of The Lion King. Not in my memory.
Yep.
I didn't see it, but I
didn't either.
I didn't either.
Elton John said he liked the movie, but he said that they, quote, messed up the music. Because, you know, he did all the music for the original animation of The Lion King, so I guess he wasn't a fan of the new one.
All right, number five in the original song nomination category, Stand Up, is from Harriet. Music and lyrics by Joshua Brian Campbell and Cynthia
Erivo.
And she's performing here. She's also nominated for a Globe for Best Actress in the drama category. If she wins an Oscar, either for Best Actress or Best Original Song, she'll become an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony winner. They refer to him as EGOT, but I always think EGOT sounds like some kind of bird. So I always refer to them spread out, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. So that's the update on the nominees for the 2020 Golden Globe Best Original Song. Next up, musically, at 26 after the hour, Earth, Wind, and Fire. First African-American group to be inducted into the Kennedy Center Honors. Drove by the Kennedy Center this morning on my way over, Richie. Nice and brightly lit. I always love that place. Their original members, Philip Bailey, Ralph Johnson, and Verdeen White, were on hand for the ceremony, while founder and visionary Maurice White, who passed away a couple of years ago, was spiritually in the house. He can't play any Earth, Wind, and Fire songs without Maurice's DNA being on it, so he's always here and we're always celebrating him with his vision. That's what Johnson said. The tribute segment, introduced by After the Love Is Gone co-writer David Foster, had the audience up and dancing to the hits that were delivered by Cynthia Erivo, John Legend, and Jonas Brothers. Ne-Yo also was in the ensemble. So Earth, Wind, and Fire marking 50 years of groove. Don't you like that? I sound so hip on myself. Next summer.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Democratic leaders will be announcing articles of impeachment against President Trump this morning. The Democrats accusing Trump of abusing the power of his office by pressuring Ukraine to investigate political rivals. Republicans say the same thing President Trump says. The inquiry is a sham.
Where's the impeachable offense? Why are we here?
That's the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, Doug Collins. The leader of the Border Patrol says apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the southern border are down for the sixth straight month, saying that just over 42,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended in November. That's down by more than 100,000 since May. The U.S. Supreme Court's declining to hear an appeal to a strict abortion law in Kentucky that requires doctors to perform ultrasounds and show fetal images to women who want abortions. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's now 34 at the hour on today's DJV program. It's Tuesday, the 10th of December, with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen. The Patriots are kind of stepping in it again. Or have they been doing it all along? There's a probe going on into the Patriots and whether or not they use video. I don't really understand. Richie, maybe you can jump in on this as well with Victoria. And I don't think Jennifer, well, maybe she does. I don't, maybe I'm the only one here who doesn't get what is being done. Isn't this the sort of thing that all the teams do?
They're using video to cheat.
Well, how are they cheating? What is it? What are they? Their video?
Because they're okay. Well, here's what happened before we get into that. So the Patriots are being investigated, and because of they're basically accused of recording from the Cincinnati Bengals sideline during their game on Sunday against the Browns, because the Bengals are now going to play the Patriots this coming Sunday, and so the Bengals head coach Zach Taylor was asked about the incident. He said, "We're aware of it, and we know that NFL security is looking into it. We're not going to comment further." Then the Patriots actually released a statement saying that they did have a video team that was shooting behind-the-scenes features on the Patriots scouting staff. Now, this is a very, depending on how you feel about the Patriots. This
I like
is either,
them, that's a good one.
This is, yeah. So, that's what they claimed they were doing. They said that they were recording footage for a series called Do Your Job, which, not a series that anyone's ever heard of, but okay. So the production
So who's doing this? The Patriots people are doing this?
Yes.
But the cameras are running everywhere for television.
No, this is different. This is when you're behind, when you're on the sidelines.
Stealing calls.
Yeah, you're stealing calls.
So somebody's sitting right behind him with a camera. Is that what you're saying?
So I can use, so Victoria will tell you more about the Patriots, but just recently the Astros made huge news.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid special attention to it because it happened during the 2017 World Series when they were playing the Dodgers, and they beat the Dodgers, and all the Dodger fans were sitting there scratching their head, wondering how in the world Yu Darvish could have been giving up. I mean, literally, Yu Darvish, who was a pitcher for the Dodgers, could have easily thrown himself off of a bridge after this game because he was tipping pitches, and it seemed like the other team was sitting on the bench with the Dodger players. I mean, literally, that's what was happening. So it turns out, just a couple of weeks ago, what was revealed is that the Astros have this secret guy who sits off the field. He's like, so he's got his own little area where he sits with the video camera, and he steals the signs from the other team and then transmits them to the Houston Astros. And this was this big expose that Major League Baseball is now investigating and trying to figure out what to do with the Astros franchise because they were cheating and stealing the signs from the Dodgers. So what Victoria's saying with the Patriots, it's not just about videotaping the game, no big deal. It's about actually stealing calls and plays that are
being
developed
right there doing
by
it.
The other team.
I mean, they're
right.
Visible doing it, so how do you
Well,
hide
no, see, what happened
that?
Is that this production crew was actually, and this is what they admitted to, this is the Patriots said that the production crew, and then they said, without specific knowledge of league rules, inappropriately filmed the field from the press box. So they said the sole purpose of filming was to provide an illustration of an advanced scout at work on the road. Yeah, right. And then they said there was no intention of ever using the footage for any purpose. So it who knows? The Patriots always seem
right,
to
so
have
what's
one
the
of these
penalty?
Types of cheating scandals.
What happens if this is so? If they are found to be guilty,
maybe a fine. I don't know.
All right. But they don't lose. They don't lose any position.
It never seemed. Even Deflategate didn't really set them back. It just kind of gave Jimmy Garoppolo a chance to take over, and then now he's killing it for the 49ers. But other than that, the Patriots just, they're constantly, they have just this, sometimes it's legitimate.
So is that Belichick?
Sometimes it's not.
Is it Kraft? Is it Brady?
I don't think it's Tom Brady. I think it comes from above.
Yeah. Okay. So they're crooks. Cheats.
Well,
impeach
Bill
them.
Known, I mean,
I've got the solution. Impeach those bastards. Get rid of them, right?
Let's the only thing that makes me believe that the Patriots were innocent on this one is why would you try to film the Bengals?
I know.
Like, that's the only...
I mean, at least the Astros, it was the Dodgers.
Yeah. Right. Like, this is not, like, the Saints or the 49ers. Like, this is the Bungles. So I don't know why we're trying to film them, but that's the only thing that makes me think that they were innocent.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's our sports for today. I told you in the last half hour I was participating in an event at the National Press Club this morning focusing on China and its impact on our lives and how much we know, how much we don't know. One of the angles that I'm taking, I'm focused on food, but how many of you knew that most every new bus, or at least a good portion of the over-the-road and city buses as well, is being made in China? How many of you knew that most of the rail cars that are being used on trolleys in our big cities are being made by a Chinese company?
Well, because it's all steel and it's cheap. That all makes sense.
No, it does. Well, it makes sense in the fact that why are we using American... If we're going to use American steel, the bottom line here is...
Chinese steel.
The defense bill that is now going through Congress eliminates the Chinese from any of being able to bid on any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very appropriate thing. I think it's time we shut them out. So you just put as a part of the procurement, it has to be an American company. Some cities and municipalities and states do that now. The feds don't do it, I don't think, too much, but they're going to start. They ought to be starting. Why wouldn't we give preference to American companies? Give preference to the unions over non-union You know, when you bid a job working for the federal government, fixing roads, bridges, whatever it is, you have to certify that you're paying union wages or that, in fact, you're using the union. So if we're doing that, then why don't we just go all the way and say you can't bid on a job in America if you're not, I mean, the company's got to be routed here.
Everything is about shareholders and the bottom line. And so if a Chinese company comes in and says, well, we can undercut it by 25% of what the American company is bidding on, everyone goes for that.
Yeah.
Everyone goes for that.
Change.
We live in a dollar store mentality where people only want to spend the minimum amount possible. And people go into stores, and I'm guilty of this too. You go into a store, you see an item that you like, and immediately I'm on my phone checking to see if I can buy it cheaper online.
Yeah.
That's consumerism in America.
Gotta
and it
change.
Does need to change.
Got
to
change. All right, now listen. Yesterday, speaking of dollar stores, I was talking about how Walmart is putting all the little people out of business. But I got some information about the big 5,000, 8,000-pound gorilla. The new company that's running in terms of the retail end of things isn't Walmart. Dollar stores. Did you see the piece on CBS on Sunday morning? There are more dollar stores than Walmarts and McDonald's put together.
There are
30 in Atlanta alone. Some cities are now putting caps on the number of dollar stores they'll allow in their vicinity, and some of them are starting to carry groceries. So,
I remember a bunch of years ago, maybe 10 years ago, that all the dollar store toothpaste that looked like it was labeled Colgate was poison, and it was all made in China, and people were buying toothpaste.
Well,
there were FDA warnings saying don't buy toothpaste from a dollar store; it can kill you. People went into like renal failure. This is adding food into a dollar store. Think about the concept of that.
Yep.
It's unfortunate that we have so many people in this country who have food instability, who can't afford more to go to a regular grocery store. They're going to go to the dollar store and further poison our society, and that's what's happening.
Yeah.
We
got to wake up to all this stuff.
But I can make you feel a little better because my grandparents go to Palm Springs, or typically they used to anyway, go to Palm Springs every winter. They'd come out from Colorado, and they love the dollar stores. And there's a few in the Palm Springs area that actually do already sell groceries and food, and they buy stuff from there. And what it is, it's that they do smaller quantities. I mean, I've seen some of it, and it doesn't look to be like that crazy looking. It's just that they do smaller quantities, and they do like the plain wrap stuff that you would normally find in the grocery store, and that's what they sell for a dollar. So it's not like you're going to get filet mignon,
sawdust,
a bag of shredded lettuce or those types of things.
So we might as well do the Walmart story. Walmart is saying they are sorry for making available a Christmas sweater with a drug reference on it. The sweater featured an image of Santa behind a table with three white lines that look like cocaine lines. There you go. Below the image is the phrase, let it let it snow. Third party.
At first I was like, oh, this is just something people are making a big deal out of. And then I saw the sweater, and it looks like a snowman is literally sitting in front of a table about to do three lines of coke. It really does look exactly like that.
Yeah. Apparently Walmart had similar.
The Brainiac is that allows that one out and goes, that's a great idea.
A couple of years ago, they apologized for an offensive slur used by a third party seller in a product that they had listed on their website. So it's Walmart.
They're getting too big. They don't,
they are.
They don't
they're
have
too,
enough oversight.
Like, right, yeah. And then that's going to happen with the dollar stores, too, everywhere. Today, we celebrate Human Rights Day. Today, December 10th, chosen to honor the UN General Assembly's adoption and proclamation on 10 December 1948 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, first global enunciation of human rights and one of the first major achievements of the new UN. A formal establishment of Human Rights Day occurred at the 317th plenary meeting of the General Assembly, December 4th, 1950, when the General Assembly declared Resolution 423V. Ah, I remember that well. Inviting all member states and any other interested organizations to celebrate the day as they saw fit. The day is normally marked both by high-level political conferences and meetings and by some cultural events, exhibits, dealing with human rights issues. In addition, it's traditionally on this date that the five yearly United Nations prizes in the field of human rights and Nobel Peace Prizes are awarded. So do we have the names of the people who are involved? Or it's yet to be, it gets announced later in the day, is that it?
Yeah, I don't think we've heard yet.
Yeah, right, okay. So, Human Rights Day, and what all of that means. What does it mean? Do we even think, we all kind of take our rights for granted here. I was talking to a fellow who Ubered me over here this morning that came from, actually, Africa via Toronto, lived in Manhattan for a while, and now has been down here for 16 years. And he likes being here better than any place else. And he was talking about the country he came from and what it was like to live. And I think what happens here is we're so sort of, we're used to. We have it pretty good, even though there are a lot of problems and there are way too many people that are hungry. And there are serious problems here. But he said, when you compare what goes on in this country to the country where I grew up, it's like that's a different planet. Yeah. And I think that's what a lot of people who don't travel don't understand, how good we have it here and how bad it is in some other places on the planet. So, and, the rights, the Middle East isn't just Africa, it's the Middle East. There's still backward as hell there. By the way, anybody got anything new on the Pensacola thing? There's a cyber attack.
Some weird cyber attack, yeah, that was going on, but they didn't know if it was related. But they had closed down a bunch of secure networks in Pensacola out of fear that it was going to be...
The mayor there said the city's been dealing with a lot of cyber attacks since last week. They issued an impacted city email and phone list of there. Apparently, all kinds of service payments. Pensacola Energy and Pensacola Sanitation Service have been affected by it. 911 has not.
So this kind of stuff, remember Baltimore was crippled by this, and Philadelphia had their own. Upstate New York, Governor Cuomo just basically said, we're not going to pay a ransom, so they worked around it. But, this is the kind of stuff. All these municipalities and these cities, they just are so far behind. It's like voting machines, you know? Yeah. The technology is just, it's so not up to date. And Jen mentioned this last week, and you're 100% right, Jen. The real future of terror attacks is our electrical grids and our utilities.
But think about it. The Chinese are making all the buses and the rail cars. They're all full of computers. They can pull a plug on those and stop the transit system. Why not?
Potentially.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there's a lot of food for thought there. Jennifer, I would like to know what there is that's really good on television tonight that doesn't have anything to do with Christmas. Is there anything?
It doesn't have anything to do with Christmas.
Is there anything?
Well, I can give you a
Madam Secretary.
No,
that's right. That's done. Dunzo, as you would say. Mm. Well, how about this? Behind Bars, Women Inside.
Oh, boy.
The miniseries premiere on A&E. It's 200 female inmates. Hey, maybe you could meet a nice lady here. They're from Western Mass.
Good.
At the Regional Women's Correctional Center. And
we have a Regional Women's Correctional Center at Framingham. I don't have to go to Western Mass.
Well, this docuseries focuses on their emotional stories, love, scheming, brutal retribution. How about that? That's on A&E tonight at 9. Victoria the Masked Singer is on tonight. You get two episodes this week before the finale next week. And T-Pain, who won last year, he was the monster. He joins the judges to bring the contestant count from 6 until 5. ABC has 4 comedies to celebrate this season. They've got The Conners, Bless This Mess, Mixed-ish, and Black-ish. And yes, all Christmas themed, followed by a new episode of Emergence, which is not Christmas themed. You also have on the CW The Flash. They're doing their crossover part 3 today at 8 o'clock, and Crisis Aftermath 2. That's at 9. After The Masked Singer on Fox, the show that I really like, it's the finale, so get a chance to catch the end at least. The Moody's, really, really cute miniseries on Fox, all about the holidays. You can see that. Ellen's Greatest Night of Giving, that's at 8 o'clock on NBC, and The Voice has an elimination at 9 o'clock.
Ellen, like an Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, she's giving away a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, really? She likes to give away stuff.
She's obsessed with Oprah. She just wants to...
She's just like Oprah when she grows up.
Yeah.
It's 10 before the hour on today's DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Three after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Google Maps is rolling out something that will be helpful to how many people? Everybody? Certain people? How's this going to help?
Well, anyone who cares about their privacy. So anyone who has privacy concerns, this is good news for you. Google is rolling out incognito mode for Google Maps on iPhones starting today. And they first announced the feature at a developer conference back in May, and they made it available almost immediately on Android phones, but for iPhones it was a different setup. So incognito mode on Maps works the same way that it does in Chrome browser. So if you're using it on a desktop, it works the same way now. When it's on, you can search for a location or navigate somewhere on Maps, and Google won't save that information to your Google account. So you can turn on incognito mode just by tapping your profile picture in the search bar and then tapping turn on incognito mode. It's very straightforward. And so Google Maps isn't the only map that actually has, or the only app that has its own incognito mode. In 2018, Google introduced an incognito mode for YouTube, and that was just on Android. But that's also something that's important. These modes, the reason that people want them and the reason that Google is moving forward with it is because it actually gives people control, somewhat more control over their privacy, and it gives them the option. So if they want
want to use one of the Google apps over the mobile, over mobile web, then they don't want to be tracked, then that's something that I think it's good that people are, that Google's giving people that option now. And so Google also announced last month that next month it will roll out the ability for Android users to bulk delete information from their Google Maps timeline and their location history. So if you want to totally wipe out anything that Google Maps knows about where you've been or any type of search that you've done, you'll also be able to bulk delete that in the same way that you will, that you can with email. So if you check a whole bunch of emails and you want to delete them all at once, that's going to be rolling out next month. And so some people love that Google Maps remembers all of the spots that they were in. We just talked about this a couple weeks ago. It can be very useful for travel. If you're on vacation somewhere and then you want to share where you went with some other friends, it's a fun thing to do. But if you don't want to have all that data stored on Google Maps, it makes sense that that they have this ability now for everyone to just wipe it out.
All right, let's check in with NASA's Parker probe because it's sending data back from the sun already.
The Geek Out.
A few years ago, we mentioned the beginning of NASA's Parker Solar Probe. Now, that's a mission to study the sun, and here we are. After launching in 2018, the Parker Probe is now in its elliptical orbit around the sun, getting as close as 4 million miles. Now, I know that sounds like a long way, but it's actually only one-tenth the distance between the sun and the nearest planet, Mercury. It also passes through the sun's corona, its outermost atmosphere, so it was built to survive the 2,500-degree Fahrenheit temps it will experience. The first set of data has returned and already brought great new discoveries, and in fact, last week, four new papers were published in the journal Nature. If the Parker Solar Probe and its adventures interest you at all, we've posted links about it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, Craigslist is doing some interesting things. They've been, I wrote them off, but apparently they still want to hold on here a little bit. What do they got to do?
No, Craigslist actually is still something that people really use. Facebook's marketplace has kind of taken a little bit of their thunder, but Craigslist is still something that people use. And now, after 24 years online, they're finally launching their own app. It's available for iPhone and on Android. And the iPhone app basically looks exactly like the Craigslist website does. It's clean and very simple. You can browse through various categories, jobs, items for your house, search. You can place your own ads. You can create alerts for listings, contact sellers, things like that. You don't even actually need to sign up for an account on the app. Some people might be disappointed that nothing has actually changed on Craigslist for their first app. Other people may like that it is exactly the same as Craigslist has been for 24 years. So there are going to be two schools of thought on that one. At least one review on the App Store notes that Craigslist has fallen behind some of the newer rivals, like I mentioned, Facebook's Marketplace, and its failure to offer security features. Not that great. So certain things you still need to be really careful with. Meeting people, if you're buying something. I know, Doug, you buy stuff a lot online, farm equipment and things like that.
Yeah.
So obviously be very cautious still. The app has zero added security. It's just another convenience. So it's very basic, but so is Craigslist. So we'll see how it goes.
Basic bottom line stuff kind of reminds me of what we were talking about with Pensacola and what to be careful of. It's just every day and every place, every way, you got to be careful how you're using all this technology. 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.